With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Federal investigators say they've identified a common grower associated with the recent E. coli outbreaks linked to romaine from the Salinas growing region, but they're not saying who it is. KEZU's Erica Mahoney is in studio with me now. So Erica, what's the latest in the investigation?
They've narrowed it down to one grower. Investigators are collecting samples at several ranches used by this grower to try to figure out the precise cause of the contamination. They're analyzing soil samples, animal droppings, compost, and water.
The latest report of someone becoming ill was on December 1st. How many cases have been reported altogether?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 138 people have been sickened across 25 states. Just over half have been hospitalized.
And how has the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration's message changed?
The recommendation is still to not eat romaine from the Salinas growing region. Romaine from anywhere else is safe to eat. Anything grown indoors is fine too. But remember, labeling products with the growing region is voluntary, so if you can't tell where the lettuce is from, don't buy it.
The FDA requested the industry here stop distributing romaine. What impact does this have on the Salinas Valley?
It has a big impact. The Salinas Valley is known as the salad bowl of the world because most of the nation's salad greens are grown here. A lot of packaged romaine wound up in landfills, but we won't know the full financial impact until next year.
That's KEZU's Erica Mahoney in studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is KEZU News.